Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we are with Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us each Monday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We're doing a little COVID update. You have an age breakdown. It's an interesting breakdown that looks at who the virus is affecting according to their age.
That's right. The overall rate for the state is now inched back above 1%, which in some ways is not unexpected because of schools restarting. And we're seeing regionally some bumps. Hudson Valley went up to 1.6%. At Newsday, what we decided to do is look at some of the age breakdowns of where the new cases are coming from, specifically because it's no secret that we've seen a bump in cases at SUNY campuses, state university campuses around New York. Well, on Long Island, what we found was 40% of the new cases since June come from people who are 30 years old and younger. The average age of a COVID case went from 42 as of June down to 32 in September. And the interesting thing about that is through contact tracing, they've been able to figure out it's not from some of the big events that happened in the summer, July 4th parties on Long Island or Jones Beach or Fire Island or places like that, but really more so from school returning and more people associating and more people gathering and hanging out with friends. And let's also point out that the fatality rate of those 30 and younger is only 0.4% of the statewide number, but still the growth in cases has sharply gone up with young people.
You mentioned school. The New York City school principals are not happy. They want the state to take over the system. They have no confidence in the mayor, de Blasio.
That's right. The labor union representing the city public school principals passed a vote of no confidence in Mayor Bill de Blasio in reopening the school system and asked the state to take over for the remainder of what they say is the health crisis. It has to deal with staffing and a couple of false starts. The city's twice now delayed the reopening. Principals say there's not enough staffing once you want to spread out kids and spread out classrooms, that they need more personnel. It's interesting. We'll see if the state actually takes any action towards this or more, whether it's more of a public pressure campaign.
Finally, we've got the GOP in New York battling to try to get back into some meaningful spots in the state legislature and fighting a battle that's straight uphill at this point.
Trump and the national election is the overriding issue probably for a lot of races, and New York expects to be a strong Democratic state again. But we took a look at what the GOP campaigns are trying to do in state legislative elections. They're looking at a couple of things. They're trying to focus on what I call Category 1 crime and bail, spike in crime in the new bail reform laws, which eliminated bail for most misdemeanors. And Part 2 is COVID and nursing homes. And in that sense, they're trying to tag legislative Democrats with some of the controversial decisions that Governor Cuomo has made during the pandemic. Now, will it work? Hard to say. Cuomo does have high favorability ratings. Maybe it'll work in some districts where that is not the case. They're certainly looking to selectively target some Democrats, what they think is vulnerable Democrats, freshman Democrats in certain parts of the state, including Long Island and Syracuse area.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.